What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I've gotten a few emails from people saying that there are other painkillers besides opiates. And if you're really concerned about the addiction, just ask your doctor, what have you got that will help me deal with the pain that is non-habit forming? Of course, ultimately, they're if abused, they're all habit forming. But I think right now a lot of people are very scared because of all the deaths that have resulted from this opioid abuse. So let's see, hour number three. Let's talk about human-caused global warming a bit. And I think I mentioned this yesterday. There was a saying when I was growing up, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. And I certainly hope that's true because it has certainly come in like a lion with all those tornadoes they've had over there in the Midwest. Out in Denver, they've had their coldest early March in 60 years. And the temperature in Minneapolis went down to 13 degrees below zero. That is very cold. Over in Delaware, they've got all kinds of traffic problems from heavy, wet snow. It's the Delaware and the Lehigh Valleys. And they're just saying, yeah, it's another round of winter weather as we start the month of March here. And apparently salt trucks were out there coating the roads in Allentown, just trying to deal with it here. Another blast of frigid temperatures has moved into the New York area that will bring some of the coldest air of the winter over the next few days. So if you're in that part of the country, bundle up. It's actually been unusually cool here in Hawaii, and I know we have no right to complain. We're here in Hawaii, we're in the tropics and everything. But for people who have lived here for a while, which we have, we're used to the warmer weather, and it's actually been getting very, very cool at night. Over at the Dublin airport, there are long delays. Apparently, they've had major snow in the Midlands and east of the country. Drivers are being urged to take extra care on the roads with frost, fog, and lying snow remaining in many areas. Okay, over at Fox 56, this is in Pennsylvania. Snow returned throughout Pennsylvania Sunday, making getting around a bit tricky. It started to accumulate a little bit more. Speed limits have been reduced to 45 miles per hour, and so forth and so on. Over in Brockton, apparently, they had to dig themselves out from under 14 inches of snow yesterday, the process of which they were forced to tow 64 cars. They're calling it the heaviest snowstorm of the year. This is when we're supposed to be starting to get into, you know, to that's kind of spring-like thing here. So let's get on back here to the Green New Deal, which Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is promoting. And one of the targets of the Green New Deal is meat. They're coming after those hamburgers, folks. And it's actually been part of the whole global warming agenda to get us all eating vegetarian, which, by the way, if you eat only vegetarian, you can get sick. We evolved to eat a balanced diet, which does include meat. But those cows, they're pumping out, you know, greenhouse gases, and we've got to stop that here. But this Green New Deal, it's like some of the other things that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has come up with, like the Medicare for All. Well, you know, who's going to pay for this? Oh, we'll just pay for it. Really? With what? Oh, we'll just pay for it. No idea. Another article on the same topic, this one out of the BBC. Do Democrats want to take away Americans' hamburgers? They start out saying, is nothing sacred? So apparently this ground beef patty is now ammunition in this latest cultural food fight. And all to fight human-caused global warming. Doesn't look very warm around here. Apparently, Almost every coal-fired power plant in the U.S. is contaminating groundwater with unsafe levels of toxic pollution. And this is the result of the first comprehensive survey of the consequences of coal ash waste disposal. Now, when you burn coal, it leaves behind coal ash. And coal ash is very toxic. And you got to figure out, what are you going to do with that? So apparently, let's see, San Miguel Power Plant, Pristine, Texas, lithium 100 times over the safe level, cadmium 100 times over the safe level, at least 10 other pollutants, Duke's Energy, Allen Steam Station, Valmont, 12 miles west of Charlotte, cobalt at 500 times the recommended safe level. And it goes on and on from there. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And, you know, it is an issue. We do have to take care of the environment. The problem is that much of what passes for environmentalism is political opportunism. And again, global warming is a good example. They weren't really about saving the world. They were about making money and getting political power over you. Google's in the news a lot these days. Apparently, Google came on out admitting that these days they actually pay men less than women doing the same job. I'm sure the feminists are out there saying, it's about time. And apparently, Google employees have uncovered that there's ongoing work on the censored China search engine. And a lot of Google employees are very, very concerned about that. And I think we should all be concerned about it, because a search engine that can be censored is really of no use to any of us, unless you're looking for funny cat videos. But apparently they're working on a batch of code that is associated with the China search engine, according to three Google sources. The development has stoked anger inside Google offices, where many of the company's 88,000 workforce previously protested against plans to launch the search engine, which was designed to censor broad categories of information associated with human rights, democracy, religion, and peaceful protest. So Google's apparently still doing it because, hey, a buck is a buck, or in this case, a yuan is a yuan. Now, here's a story. Take this one with a grain of salt. It's coming from CNET. And according to this story, the National Security Agency has discontinued that phone data collection programming. And apparently, Luke Murray, National Security Advisor for House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, basically came on out and said the NSA hasn't used the system in months. And Trump doesn't look like he's going to seek to renew its legal authority. Well, the NSA never stood much on legality. And if they are, in fact, shutting it down, I mean, this is the system that saved all the metadata, where you were, who you were calling, how long you were on the line. But we don't really know what the NSA is recording. They could be recording the voices as well. We know the advertising agencies are. But if the NSA really has abandoned this system, it's probably because it was simply too much data. And when they first started up with this whole idea of, well, we're going to collect it all, you know, if we want to find that needle in a haystack, we got to get more hay in there. And I pointed out that adding data to a database is linear, but correlation among that data is an unlimited expansion. And I'm going to take a guess here, especially since the NSA has never come on out and said, oh, looky, we caught ourselves a terrorist. I think the system ultimately didn't work. Another huge waste of time and energy and money. All righty. Researchers have discovered a new flaw affecting all Intel computer chips due to the way they carry out speculative execution for CPU performance gains. Now, this new one is called Spoiler, and like the Spectre and Meltdown attacks revealed in January of last year, it abuses speculative execution to leak secrets. Now, for those of you who don't spend a lot of time looking at computer chips, speculative execution is additional processors on the CPU that try and take a guess as to what the next instruction will be and beat the CPU to it, to have it sort of like ready to go. And it's basically to speed up the computer manage the memory order buffer and the cache. But apparently this bug is going to be hard to find. It's going to be hard to get rid of. And, of course, every time they shut down the speculative execution, the chips slow way, way down. I think it's time that somebody start seriously looking at photonics, at CPUs that run on light. So they'll be blazingly fast, much faster than silicon, and we won't have to make them so complicated so that criminals can find ways in. We can go back to very simple chip designs. Just go out to the memory, get the data, do the process on it, put the data back. All right, SpaceX's Crew Dragon had its test flight on the Falcon 9 rocket. And, of course, this marks the return of America's ability to fly up to the space station without hitching a ride with those gosh darn Russians here. And they took up it was a resupply mission, no human crew. But there was a stuffed toy, a doll that they called Ripley, a female mannequin. No humans were on board for the test flight. And they're planning this summer to have a flight with a human crew. Go get them. SpaceX, this is so exciting to watch here. Up on Mars at the InSight lander, they've started digging into the surface using what's called the mole. And apparently InSight's heat flow and physical properties package instrument burrowed underground for the first time back on the 28th of February. And after 400 hammer blows over the course of 4 hours, the instrument apparently got between 7 inches and 19 inches, they're not really sure, beneath the red dirt, but there were obstacles. And they think maybe it's hit a stone. The stone is about 15 degrees, and they think maybe that they have been able to push it aside or get past it. So on the Viking, we had a scoop arm, but we never went that deep with it. Every time we talk about Planned Parenthood and we talk about, you know, aborted baby parts, I keep wondering, who would buy such a thing? Well, I found one. Apparently, the Department of Health and Human Services says it has granted a second 90-day extension to a contract it has with the University of California at San Francisco that requires UCSF to make what are called humanized mice. And these creatures are made by implanting mice with human tissues taken from late-term aborted babies. So that's apparently one thing that they're doing. And basically, it's creating a demand driven by federal tax dollars for tissue taken from late-term aborted babies. And according to an estimate that's published on its website, the National Institutes of Health, which is a division of the Department of Health and Human Services, will spend $95 million this fiscal year alone on research that, like UCSF's humanized mouse contract, uses human fetal tissue. So they're experimenting on that. Okay. Back in 2002, the Netherlands, pardon me, was the first country in the world to legalize euthanasia, meaning medically assisted suicide. And today there's still considered pioneers. They keep pushing the boundaries wider and wider. And euthanasia is becoming very common over there. In 2017, the last year for which figures are available, doctors reported administering lethal injections to 6,585 patients. Now, euthanasia has become so normalized that there is now a plan to change the law. Saying that the current law says people have to have you know, unbearable suffering and a non-curable disease with no prospect of improvement. Well, now they're trying to say, well, it might be okay for elderly patients who are suffering an accumulation of old age complaints rather than an actual terminal illness. In other words, they're saying, yeah, if you just get tired of living, the doctor will see you now. All right. Since 1980, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, which is the world's largest scientific society and publisher, several journals, including Science, they present an annual award for scientific freedom and responsibility to scientists, engineers, or their organizations whose exemplary actions have demonstrated scientific freedom and responsibility in challenging circumstances. Okay? So it sounds like it's a really nice award to get. Well, apparently, they ran into a little bit of a snag because there were two human health researchers who received this award this year. And they got the award for publishing papers linking glyphosate exposure to chronic kidney disease of unknown etiology in Sri Lankan farmers. And apparently Monsanto got their knickers in a twist, and they brought pressure to bear on the AAAS to the point where the award was retracted. And that's a real bad sign when real science is subordinate to corporate interest. Okay. Another article, this one came out of Waking Times here. There's been a new research program that confirms, once again, all these measles outbreaks that we are hearing all across the country, oh, it's an epidemic, it's an epidemic, get your shots. They're transmitted by the vaccinated. And so lawmakers are getting ready to maybe say there needs to be a little more flexibility in the vaccination laws. Unfortunately, head of the FDA is out there saying, no, everybody has to get a shot here. And we've known this for a while here with those attenuated pathogen vaccines here. Over in cervical cancer world, apparently the HPV vaccine has been linked to growing rates of infertility in both men and women. Now, fertility rates are plummeting at an unprecedented pace around the world. In the United States, birth rates just reached a 30-year low. And in Finland, birth rates just reached the lowest they've been in 150 years. So across the board, the majority of developed nations in the world are now facing falling fertility rates. And apparently, a scientific study has linked the HPV vaccine, which is being shoved at everybody, to the rise of infertility. We're under chemical assault here. I mean, if that that gene gets out, the one that makes you sterile, if that breaks into the wild, that could be a real problem. There could be other medicines and that we're being given that impair our abilities to reproduce. Too many of these products are put out there in the market without really knowing what they're going to do. And then, you know, 5 or 10 years down the road, oh my goodness, this was a real problem. We're sorry about it. We'll set aside a little legal fund for the survivors. And I miss the days when healthcare was about health. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. I see we've got a caller on the line that we're going to get to when we come back from these words from our sponsors. So everybody take a deep breath, and we'll be right back with the rest of our radio show. And here comes the music. There it is.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Let's take a phone call from David in San Francisco. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, I heard you talking about vaccinations, and I take it, is this actual pending legislation?
It's apparently at the stage of discussions. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are saying, you know, we have to have the right to opt out. And, I mean, this product is just being forced on us. It's proving to be ineffective. It's proving in many cases to be actually harmful. But it's all about, you know, taking money out of our pockets and giving it to wealthy corporations who then in turn will share it with campaigning politicians.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm pretty much of a naturopath. I believe, you know, if there's the herbs and the plants of the earth will cure your disease or something like that. It's an old biblical reference. Yeah, we're natural critters, and it shouldn't be too complicated. But actually, what's complicating it is pollution. And you know, like a governmental agency will give a corporation the license to poison the river. Either that or the corporation will simply poison the river and not tell anybody. And so everybody downstream can't live a natural life anymore because the water is poisoned or chemically altered so that everybody's yes. gene pool is damaged. So what I'd like to see is, you know, the kind of a network of county extension agents and county health departments. You know, the idea of monitoring cancer clusters, you know, letting people know that there is a cancer cluster would be a good start. You know, there are a whole lot of different areas.
Yeah, it's very hard to get that information. I was surprised because some years ago I was involved in a discussion about whether the certain radio transmitters were causing cancer. I couldn't actually find a high-resolution cancer map. I found one that was divided to like in three sections. And apparently it's a big secret where the cancer clusters are, because I guess you might figure out what's causing the cancer and decide you don't want to live there.
You know, it's funny. Somebody lent me, I'm trying to think of what they call it, not BODs. There's some kind of an electronic gizmo that you can test for electronic fields. I think
yes.
even like private eyes, if they go into a room, they can tell where a bug is by aiming stuff at the wall, right? So
yep.
you can do, one time somebody lent me theirs, and I climbed on a city bus down here in San Francisco, and I rode it like all the way downtown, and that thing was going, just carrying on like crazy in various spots, and it didn't make sense, some of the spots, but as I understand it, there are big, you know, like we've got the electric train, so they probably have the major motors or the powered certain spot.
That's probably exactly, yeah. That's probably exactly what's going on. You do have to be careful with those meters. Very often, you're getting readings from perfectly benign sources. And, but yeah. Anyway, anything else?
Well, I guess the biggest thing was you were talking about if it's pending legislation. So would that be Trump and his buddies trying to create that? See, they want to deregulate, right? And I contend that the polluters are responsible for our health problems. You know,
yes.
if we're natural critters, we should be able to live pretty easy. But if there are people that are intentionally poisoning the water, the soil, the food, they're cheapening the quality of the nutrition, you know, then we're given rays and all sorts of different, you know, 24-hour-a-day electronic fields. You know, it's obvious that, you know, the natural man can't make it anymore.
Well, that's by design. I mean, that's by design. The government wants us dependent on them to keep us under control. Corporations want us dependent on them for the basic life's necessities. They
right.
absolutely detest anybody being able to walk outside their own home and pick something off of a plant in a garden or get water from a well. They want it all to be commoditized. They think that you should not be allowed to live unless you're constantly pouring money into the corporations.
Sure. You know, that's one of the reasons why I like that old, there was a law of Moses called Jubilee, where every
yes.
few years you just cancel out the debts. And I ran into a book called Who Tampered with the Bible? And it talks about the various politics that got into various eras, and they various people tried to, you know, write that out of the Bible to make sure that, you know, the merchants could still loot the temple. And so this Jubilee was, I took it like if you had a Katrina, you know, it wiped out a whole region, you got to cancel all the debts. All those mortgages got to go back to zero. You know, everybody's got to start over. And to have a mortgage hanging over your head while you're trying to start from zero is like a death sentence. You know, it's twice as much burden to survive. And
yep.
and so Jubilee was based on that, where you have a natural disaster, an act of God. So the money doesn't mean anything after an act of God. And so the politicians said that should be every 50 years, but we've never seen one yet.
Oh, no, that stopped during ancient Rome. And as a matter of fact, Rome collapsed from its dead immediately after that. David, got to let you go. Got to take a break
Good
for
week.
Commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about the HPV vaccines. And HPV vaccine injuries are not rare. In fact, neither are vaccine injuries in general. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, basically to date, that vaccine court has paid $4 billion, that's with a B, to families with vaccine-injured children. And even they're saying they're not getting them all, that this is just 1%, because most time parents don't recognize vaccine injury for what it is. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Mark in Montana. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael. I wanted to kind of weigh in on this because my mother, she was kind of a weird, a member of a weird Jewish sect, and so she'd never vaccinated any of us. And I'm 51. I've never had the flu. I did have chickenpox and measles when I was a kid. I think everybody my age has.
Yes.
But Mom wasn't even sure if I had measles. She just said I got a couple little specks. So she thinks it was the measles, but she's not sure. To this date, I've never had it. And, you know, as I've mentioned in the past, I work in the oil field. So I'm around people from all over the world, from third world countries, from, I mean, places like Indonesia. When I was on the North Slope of Alaska, we had hot bunks. I don't know if you know what that is, but
yeah, I know
basically
what that is.
You work 12-hour shifts. Yeah, you get up and somebody flops down behind you in the bunk, you know. And the guy that was my bunk buddy, the guy that I never met him because you worked, you know, opposite shifts, you never passed each other. But the guy that was in there came up with a disease like chikungunya. And he was from Indonesia or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they quarantined. He ended up dying. They quarantined me for, gosh, I think they had me probably 7 days in a room by myself.
Yeah.
And I never came down with it. They said they don't know how that happened. And I said, because I played in cow doo-doo when I was a kid like all the other farm kids. You know, you get out, you get exposed to things when you're a child, and when you become an adult, your immune system's developed. I, like I said, I've never even had the flu, nothing. I mean, the worst thing I've ever had is, you know, a case of bad burrito-itis out here in West Texas. That's it.
Well, you know, when you get mumps or measles the natural way as a child, you do get a lifetime immunity from it. You'll never get it
right
again. Same thing with mumps. What they're discovering now is that the measles vaccine only gives you temporary immunity, if it even does that. So it's
right.
Again.
We're not talking, you know, an aerosol version of AIDS or anything. It's the measles. It's chicken pox. Everybody my age got both diseases. And it's uncomfortable. You get a little rash. You itch a little bit. You may end up, if you scratch too much, you end up with some scars. But in general, you're not going to die from it unless you're really severely immunocompromised. But, you know, and one of my poker buddies, he's a doctor, and he says we get way too many vaccines. He said the only real clean vaccine out there is a tetanus vaccine.
Yes.
The rest of them are full of crap.
Yep.
So I just thought I'd throw my 2 cents in there. I know I'm just an oil field worker, but that's my personal experience. My brothers were never vaccinated either, and they've got about the same, you know, immune system that I've got. We don't catch stuff.
Yep.
So there you go.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the insights. And, it seems for all of these needles that we are sticking into each other, we're actually becoming chronically sicker as a society. And that should be telling us something there. All right. The United Nations is out there screaming about the new global measles outbreak. And they're talking about it. It spread to terrifying new levels around the globe last year, has triggered a warning from the United Nations. Vaccinate your children. They're out there pushing the product, as it were. Okay. I was just noticing on Fox, they're running a story accusing China of trying to hack into university computers engaged in military research. I have no doubt hackers are trying to do that. Our hackers, their hackers, this guy's hackers, that guy's hacker. They can't possibly know it's China. Any hacker worth their salt knows how to basically lay a false trail. There's no mechanism built in to the internet to actually forward the genuine IP of that end terminal. It's just not there. Should have been. Would have been a really good idea. Story coming out of Reuters. Kremlin says cyber attacks on Russia often launched from U.S. territory. And basically was unable to confirm a U.S. media report that the U.S. military had disrupted the internet access of a Russian troll farm. Everybody's playing with everybody else's machines here. Okay, the latest new must-have, forced-to-have gizmo for your car is going to be basically a sobriety test. And this article is talking about future cars will judge whether or not you are fit to drive. If you're sleepy, stressed, you've had too much to drink, your car is going to say no. The problem I have with that, what happens if you're dealing with a crisis situation? What happens if, you know, there's an emergency? Let's say you've had a couple of drinks. You're not a danger on the road, and somebody in your family needs to be taken to the emergency room. And let's say that you know, the ambulances are all already out on runs. That would be a situation in which you'd have to say, I have to get behind the wheel, and the car's got to get me down to the emergency room. I think on a general scale, I'm becoming very uncomfortable at electronics that try and take care of you for you. Because, well, I like to make up my own mind about a lot of things. Anyway, if you own a Ring doorbell camera system, apparently there has been a problem with people using that built-in camera to spy on customers. And this is a company that is owned by Amazon. And apparently, all that's apparently required to tap into the live feeds is a customer's email address. Apparently, the security on the setup isn't all that good. And that means that criminals can watch when you're coming and when you're going. They know when you leave your house, so they can come on over and help themselves to your stuff. Not thinking these things all the way through here. All right, the next big thing for the iPhone, I guess this is going to be for the iPhone 11, is they're going to put one of these 3D cameras on the rear of the phone. On the iPhone 10, it's on the front because it does the facial recognition. But apparently they've decided they're going to put one on the back of the phone so that as you swing the phone around, it will try and tell you who's standing in front of you. Okay. All right. A UN human rights expert has published a draft list of questions to measure countries' privacy safeguards. This is a first step toward ranking the governments that are potentially doing the most snooping on their own citizens. This is coming from Joseph Kanataki, the UN special rapporteur on the right to privacy, submitted the draft questionnaire touching on everything from chat rooms to systematic surveillance to the UN Human Rights Council and invited comments. Guess toward the middle of the year. And he's apparently been investigating privacy since 2015, especially after Edward Snowden's revelations about U.S. surveillance. Okay. Oh, we have some more human-caused global warming. I had this out of the area. Largest snowstorm this season has begun in New York City. And extremely cold temps into Monday morning. Well, it's already Tuesday here. Some of the stuff is a little outdated. Apparently, it's snowed in Baltimore, and they're dealing with that there. And we already talked about the tornado outbreaks in Alabama. Apparently, they also had tornadoes in Georgia. And I guess that 23 fatalities is now a firm number. Over in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, there is a growing problem in that these clinics that are being set up to deal with the Ebola outbreak are being set on fire. Arsonists are burning them. Apparently, the locals don't trust the medical personnel, and so they've burned two of them now. And Ebola's been around there for 7 months. It's claimed 548 lives, and they're saying it's still not under control. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Thomas in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment about your vaccinations that were being spoken about just a little while ago.
Yes.
Many years ago, my oldest son now is almost 30, and I happened across a book by a doctor. He was a pediatrician, and his name was Dr. Robert Mendelsohn, and he's deceased as of now. He died a long time ago, actually.
Yeah.
But he wrote some wonderful books, and one of the books that we got was called How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, and he wrote it in 1987. And even then, he said, you don't need vaccinations. He talked about all the various things that they try to freak out about, like measles, mumps, chicken pox. He gave the statistics of what damage could possibly happen if your child did actually get them, and he basically debunked everything. In fact, we never even had a pediatrician for any of our children, and we never vaccinated them, simply because of what we read. So anyone who has grandchildren or children, they should look him up. He was way ahead of his time. He wrote another book in 1988, and the book was called, But Doctor, About That Shot, and then it says, The Risks of Immunization and How to Avoid Them. And this is way before they started actually poisoning the shots with all the additional stuff today. So he was a real, I mean, he was a wonderful man. I have a friend who actually met him before he died. She was she used to do home births, and she was, you know, quite accomplished. She had thousands of births under her belt, and she met with Dr. Mendelsohn, and I mean, is absolutely no reason to be vaccinating your children, none at all, and it just causes harm.
Yeah, so well, like, but it makes money, and like, that's why they're ordering everybody to do it.
Yeah,
and it really is all up.
If people just remember that and write it down, because if they have any people that are having children, it puts your mind at ease. We started off sort of with a pediatrician. And one of my oldest boy got this thing called roseola. And the reason we were able to diagnose it is we went into Mendelsohn's book. It was like our Bible. And honest to goodness, we called them up and we said, gee, and I described the symptoms. And I kind of said, well, and I know the prognosis is just basically this. It's not going to be serious. And I remember the pediatrician basically said, well, you can bring him in if you want to. It was sort of like, we just... You know, that would have been an expensive pediatrician office visit, and it was to no use, because he basically passed right through it like Mendelsohn said. He says, there's no problem with that. Babies get it. And he was so wonderful. It was like having a grandparent with knowledge, you know.
Yes.
It's just a wonderful thing, and I recommend anybody get that book to put their mind at ease and to raise their children properly and without doing anything unnecessary or even harmful. You know.
Okay. Somebody just sent me the link to the book over at Amazon, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. I'll put that up a little bit later. Anyway, Thomas, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
One more thing. You mentioned something about this thing that just passed in the House about this, you know, universal gun registration. And I agree with a lot of what you say, but I kind of took, you know, offense, I think, what you said, maybe it might be a good thing. It's actually not a good thing, because, like, anyone who ever did anything with a weapon, they got them illegally, they stole them. There's no way to control it. And Americans have always been able to, you know, on a personal level, be able to buy and sell firearms amongst themselves. And I think if once you take that away, that's going to lead to, like, basically they're going to know everyone who's got a gun eventually. You know, as the years go by, all these things will be registered, and that's when they come and they take them away from you, you know.
Well, I know there is that issue about gun confiscation, and I know that there's a lot of Democrats who want to just flat out confiscate the guns and get it over with. But again, the problem with the system that they already have is it didn't work. In the case of that shooting where this guy was let go from his job and he just had the gun with him and he uncorked on his coworkers, he wasn't supposed to have the gun.
Yeah.
You know,
they'll develop a list. They'll develop a list for all us innocent people who've been doing it forever amongst ourselves. And then, you know, this is a thin end of the wedge, you know. That's what I say.
Well, I know. It's a contentious issue.
It is.
Okay. So, Thomas, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I've got a message from Mike in the control room. Tom in Utah recommends the National Vaccine Information Center as a resource where people can find out more. And it's terrible to live in a country where you're being forced to buy products that you don't want and may not even be good for you. But it's all about just cranking out that money from your pocket and into the pockets of Big Pharma. Okay, over at CBS, they were interviewing somebody from the FDA, and they literally asked point blank if the FDA ignited the opioid crisis, and this executive said, yeah, actually, we did. And the guest was Ed Thompson. He was a drug manufacturer who spent decades managing and producing opioids for Big Pharma, and basically was going public to say, you know, this is not a good thing. All right, let's go back up here. And we should be hitting a commercial break right about now.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, and we're going to do a couple of science stories. This one is coming out of Science Alert. And it's basically talking about how Mars, they're starting to get evidence of a planet-wide groundwater system. Now, we know there's very little water on the surface of Mars. I mean, little microscopic amounts have been seen. There have been flows of water seen from the orbiters, but it looks like there may be a lot more water than previously thought, and it's all basically underground. And, of course, my theory is, I mean, you can look at the evidence on Mars. It used to be a watery world. There's no question about that. I think it suffered a major collision over at the Utopian Plain that literally splashed the atmosphere away from the planet and allowed the above ground water to basically boil off here. Here's a very interesting article. This is over in TechCrunch. And apparently, researchers from the University of Science and Technology in China are experimenting with these injectable light-tweaking nanoparticles. And by injecting these nanoparticles into a mouse's retina, the mouse is suddenly and clearly able to perceive near-infrared light, something that it previously could not do. And I can already see the Pentagon making plans for this technology. You know, soldiers with built-in night vision. Okay. And once again, we are seeing just all of these accusations against priests for all of the sexual misbehavior, for lack of a better word. And it's kind of hard to imagine people still being faithful, if you will, to the Catholic Church when so much has come on out. And apparently there have been something like 400 priests and others associated with the church just in New York State. And apparently there is another wave of accusations about to be unleashed. More than 1,260 sexual abuse claims have been resolved and at least $228 million paid out in compensation over the last 2 years under a systematic reconciliation program adopted by New York's 8 Catholic dioceses. And I think it's great that the victims are getting compensated, but what are you doing to stop the problem? Because it is a problem, and it has been for decades. It may have been a problem going all the way back to the beginning of the church. But you can't claim to represent the supreme morality of a divine being and behave like that. It just doesn't work. All righty, so we're coming up here on the end of the show, and this time I'm going to remember John Stadmiller's name. Talk about a memory problem there with that one. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. He's got a lot of things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and at the website, share it with everybody that you know. And please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to What Really Happened. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.